This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, trying to keep a sexy vibe in here with little Barry White this morning on a throwback Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fans. Get your heads right, all right? Enough. Enough is enough. Get your heads right on a Thursday. Our baseball team's still going to be playing postseason October baseball. So why do you feel so sad? Why do you feel so morose this morning? Why are you so angry? Talking to myself, mostly. I think I'm just tired. I'm tired. Those games, they're like watching double games. Welcome in. Good to have you. Chat blew up. I was all nervous. I looked. I said, man, what a difference a day makes. Nobody's in the chat. Nobody's wanting to talk to us. No, they're here. They're here. And you guys are incredible. An incredible audience. You always have been. And hopefully you always will be. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Let's look on the bright side.
Yep.
We may have two or even three more baseball games to enjoy and celebrate at Petco Park next week.
It's kind of how I felt. I'm not just saying that. I mean, the winning six games in a row is going to be a really tall task. And, hey, let's not forget, the Dodgers are a pretty good baseball team, and they spent a decent amount of money, more than the gross national product of many, many countries, just to improve their baseball team this offseason. If the Dodgers win the West, let's not act like it's a big surprise or really a big accomplishment. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you're supposed to do. I was looking at payrolls last night. Other than the Mets, the highest payroll teams, they're winning their division right now. So this is kind of a foregone conclusion. But it's nice to make them sweat, you know, and you can still make them sweat by winning tonight. So I'm not too worried about it. Our boys got it locked up. They're going to be playing in October. We get to see San Diego Padres baseball in October. And but yeah, man, I mean, you know, we'll talk about last night's game. These games are I was talking to one of my best friends back in Texas. Now, remember, the Texas Rangers won a World Series last season. And this guy still was like, he's a football guy through and through. His name's Mark. He goes, all right, tell me the whole thing. Give me the whole recap of the game. So I told him the whole thing about the triple play and how rare that was and laid it out. He goes, oh, my God, that must have been incredible. He said, so what are these games like between Padres and Dodgers? I said, all right, think of how you feel. He's a Texas Longhorns honk, man. Like the biggest, like planning his wedding around a Texas Longhorn game. He's 51 years old, right? Still, he goes back for games. He's a booster. He's a honk, man. So I go, you know, when you guys play Oklahoma, Texas OU, I go, do that 14 times in a row. He goes, well, the difference is, you know, you only get one shot at him. I go, okay, fine. You're right. I said, but you know that feeling when you wake up on Texas OU day and you're sick to your stomach and you're running to the crapper and you're snapping at everyone around you in your life because you just want this game to get going and you want it to get over? I said, that's how it feels. I said, do it. How many times have we played the Dodgers?
13. Well, so it'll be 13 after today.
13 after. Go do 13 Texas OU games and tell me how you feel. It drains you. You watch these games, it's draining, and especially if you're online, you're talking S all day, they're talking S at you, it's a draining scene. So when that game ended last night, I was like, I got to get to sleep. And it was probably 11 o'clock when I hit the sack finally, which is not great for me. Something happened to our beloved Benny, though, that really domed me out. Did you get it all squared away?
I mean, not really, but we'll muddle through today.
Okay. What'd you do? How does this happen?
I don't know. There's something
in the year of our Lord 2024. This is something you see in a movie where you're like, oh no!
It's happened to me like three or four times, which is unacceptable.
I woke up to unacceptable. The text messages, and I'm sitting there. It's like 4:15. I'm reading my phone, and I'm just squinting. I'm like, you effing boomers.
Usually these olds that I work with.
I know. It usually only happens when I'm at home, and I was at home last night. I wasn't working at Channel 10, working all weekend. So
they
gave me Tuesday and Wednesday off. So I'm at home and was watching the game and typing throughout the game on my couch, just putting together all my notes and thoughts on all the playoff races as I do every day in my notes. And I was just about done wrapping things up after the game at like 10:20. And go, oh, I'm going to get to bed. All right, this is perfect. And somehow, something to do with the trackpad or my left finger, my pinky finger when I'm typing. I don't know how I do it, but I'm typing, like, I put it all into my email to send. And I hit something fast, and I see something pop on the screen. It's like confirmation. Like, you really want to delete this? And then before I've even, like, had a chance to see, it's gone. It's like, yeah, I'll confirm. And then it's gone. And there's no way to get it back. There's no way to recover it. And, like, I just did 2.5 hours of work and deleted it all the second before I got to hit send, and it was gone. Like, is there not like a save as you go sort of function? I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
It's literally supposed to.
I'm an old guy, so
auto save.
I mean, usually does in my drafts, but when you actually confirm, like, are you sure you want to delete this and have it be unrecoverable?
Yes,
because I did. By the time I see it, it's already. Like, my finger does it automatically somehow. It's like two. It's one quick motion to just, you know, delete, confirm before I even, like, look down, and it's gone. So I'm an idiot. That's fine.
Save that. we always need clips that identify our personality. That's a good one. How does that happen? Did you go to your deleted?
Yeah, oh yeah, I go to the deleted, the trash Nothing's folder. There's nothing in there anymore because I've already confirmed I want it gone from my life completely.
So I use...
I should use a different app. I'm just in the MS, like I'm in the Outlook Mail, and that's where I just copy and paste and send it every day. But for some reason, it doesn't let you recover like deleted emails.
How about a Google Doc that saves as
could,
you go?
Yeah, I could do that way. I should probably change my formats because this has happened like three or four times now.
Take everything you got on your notes. Because your notes, like, yeah, they're copious notes, but you also have notes on there from 1994.
I copy most of, you know, I delete some stuff as it gets a little bit older, but I keep most of it there for reference.
Because you're like Andre
months.
Rison with seven catches for 120 yards. I'm like, I don't know that we'll get to Falcons Bills.
Hey, in case you guys
from
were wondering,
87 today.
These are actually from Ben's notes that he sent last night.
Yep.
UConn beat Purdue 75-60 to win the national men's championship
in
basketball.
Yeah, well, that's coming up at 7:30. We'll go over that. What else we got?
WCC added Grand Canyon and Seattle U to their conference.
Oh, they did.
That. Even if that was current, we'd never mention that ever. So that's you don't need that. I'm gonna help. Let's help
Chip
him.
Chip Kelly left UCLA.
You are kidding me.
Yeah. Are you guys kidding me?
Chip Kelly's gone.
This is just a reminder. Like, where's Chip Kelly? I'm thinking, where's Chip Kelly? And I've got it in my notes. Oh yeah, he went to Ohio State.
I'm reading Ben's college
to become their offensive
Nick
coordinator.
Nick Saban retired.
Nick Saban out. He's out.
What the hell is he gonna do?
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan.
I wonder if we're gonna see him on like College Game Day now.
Is this eyewash? Are his notes just eyewash? Because you look at him, you're like, oh, those are copious notes, but those aren't every
day.
No, they get added to and subtracted from every day, but a lot of it's copy and pasted from the day before.
Harrison Butker hit a 29-yard field goal with 3 seconds left in the Super Bowl.
Alan Trammell, 3 for 4 last night. Really, really good night for the guys, for the Tigers. All right.
Jim Harbaugh is the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
So number one, copy and paste that into Google Docs. Then, why don't you go through and clean those up a little bit? You were talking about your house and how it's collected.
I do clean them up a little bit. I decide everything that's in there. Like, I need to know.
You
I can't,
do not need
sometimes
to know
I forget,
about
like,
Harrison Butker.
All right, what school did Lamont Butler transfer from San Diego State to in the offseason?
Hold on. What was the question?
Lamont Butler transferred from San Diego State. NIL, got a big NIL deal. Where is he going to play college basketball this season? Without looking at my notes.
Lamont Butler is Kentucky Wildcats.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I just did? I went to Google.
Why do your notes have Padres non-tender Austin Nola and Tim Hill? That was like a year ago.
You know what? I kept all the off-season moves because I at some point we're going to want to go like,
holy
crap. How did all these moves work out for the Padres in 2024?
Manny Machado had surgery for tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow.
Yeah, thank God for these 6 months of recovery.
You're a hoarder. Even with your notes, you're a hoarder.
I can probably delete that one.
You can delete some of those. Yeah, breaking. Vince Ferragamo retires from the NFL, says Steve Davis.
Padres have claimed Tucapita Marcano waivers from Pittsburgh
Pirates. That's not in there. It's not.
It's in
there. All right. So
whatever happened to that guy?
So there we go. All right. So we fixed a couple problems here today. Number one, we got to get you off of whatever app you're using. Get you over to Google Docs. That'll save it for you as you go. And then you need to clean it up a little bit. Because we won't. Chip Kelly, we're good. I mean, and the Grand Canyon thing, like I said, we wouldn't even mention it if it happened today.
I might mention it. I'm getting to it.
Nate Colbert hits a pair of dingers. I can do this all day. We can do real or fake Ben's notes. Does Ben actually have this in his notes, real or fake?
Randy Jones sets a franchise record with a 1 hour and 8 minutes complete game.
So good. So good. So you lost most of your notes. Now, the other thing you said was you lost some of your roundtable ideas.
I lost all my roundtable questions as well. So I stayed up and recreated those mostly from memory. I mean, once you've typed it, it helps you remember it. It comes back a little faster.
It was your text that I woke up to that said...
I was mad.
Trying to decide if I should start over or go to bed. This was at 10:09 p.m.
Yeah.
Going to be up until 1 a.m. now. You should not be spending 3 hours on these,
correct,
any notes.
These notes.
But especially these notes.
Especially these notes. I wrote it, I write back.
Go to bed.
I'd rather have you fresh and curious in here every day than well prepared. Really. We all watch the game. We know what happened. We'll be able to talk about that here in a few minutes. But it's a Padres Dodger game. It's going to take a little bit out of you for a while. I woke up this morning and today's the big day. Aloha. Is that how you say goodbye as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aloha to my beloved bride. As she gets on a plane this morning with three of her girlfriends and heads off to Kauai again.
Because I'm an island boy,
girl.
And I've been trying to make.
I'm worried about her running into island boys while she's over there.
Big bomba class if I'm bossing on it.
Is she going to get a little wild, or are they going to get a little, relaxed? What's the
now,
plan?
Now, her wild is different than, my wild. Her wild is a couple of margaritas, and that's about it. But I will say yesterday, this was kind of funny. You guys are familiar with the concept of spray tanning, yes?
I am very familiar with it.
Okay. So she doesn't.
I've never done it myself.
I haven't either. And back when Ben and I were coming up in the 90s, I'd hit the tanning salon every now and then if I felt
you hit the tanning salon.
My best friend owned one. So I'd go shoot the breeze with him and be like,
You'd sit in one of those beds.
Yeah, you
tanning
lay in
bed.
You lay in the bed.
Light on top, light on dark.
Get a little color. It was nice.
Did you go
nude?
Fully nude.
Fully nude. Nude.
No tan line woods.
I did the little Playboy bunny on my hip. You put a little sticker there just so you know how tan you got. So I do that.
Is this when you were in Connecticut and you're just like,
no, you're the only
tan person around? It's the middle of February.
Everybody else is a vampire? No. Yeah. No, this is years later back in Texas. But I would... So she goes yesterday and gets a spray tan. And she goes, I'm leaving. I'll be back. I'm going to get a spray tan. I said, okay, have fun. And she walked back in. And I went, ah! She goes, well, oh.
The reaction every lady is always looking for.
The dream reaction. And I go, ah! And she goes, I know. We went a little bit too dark. And I go, you're going to walk around like that? And she goes, yeah, I mean, what choice do I have? I go, I'll take Bo to soccer. It's fine. You just stay here in the house and not let anyone see you walking around like this for the rest of the day. And it will dissipate, a little bit, until you leave, you'll look normal. She looked normal this morning. But I said, in this moment, today...
You can't shower it off.
No, you don't want to.
Scrub it off.
Right,
You, if you don't like it, it's there for a while.
But it will. You got, it gives a little time. It's got to soak in or whatever the hell it does. But I said, it'd be better if you weren't out in public at all. And then maybe somebody would see you and be like, hey, aren't you Woodsy's wife? Woodsy, is everything okay at home? I mean, she was like orange. She's got blonde hair. She looked like Tan Mom. If you've ever seen Tan Mom from the Howard Stern show, terrifying. And I said, I'll just take, I'll go to soccer practice and the grocery store. I'll do it all. You can, anytime she wants to get out of something, she can just go get a spray tan. But so she was there. She looks great this morning. Big, hug and kiss, embrace this morning. And now she's gone for like 5 days.
And thoughts and prayers to you now, single dad, for the next 5 days.
I like it. I like it. I'm looking forward to the challenge. Me and the rest of the dads are looking forward to the challenge because all the women in our lives have all prepared documents that are, they resemble the Constitution of things that we need to make sure we do while they're gone. And all of us men took it very personally. Like, what do you think? We're morons? And so I'm looking forward to the challenge of being the single dad for a few days. But I just don't want her to worry. I want her to go have a great time and not worry about what's going on at home. I can handle those dudes.
I would trust you.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Bro, 100%. Like, I can handle this. I was like, hey, you know what? I know that they need their clothes laid out.
You idiot.
I know that they wear clothes to school. I've got it. You know how I know? Because I'm their dad. I know exactly where they need to be. Yeah, there she is in the chat if you're looking right now. That's a
you moron.
Decent representation of what Hannah looked like when she walked in yesterday.
Yeah, dumbass.
So she's out today. Probably have some interesting stories of what's gone down at the house, but... Yeah, I'm up for the challenge. I'm up for the task.
All right, you ready to get going on this program?
Not really, I'm here.
I've got my usual magic number updates for you. Not to clinch a playoff spot. That is already done. You can't take that away. That's a nice thing. Once you've clinched...
Can't lose it.
You can't lose it. That's the that's the definition of clinched right there. But there are some other things to play for your San Diego Padres. And we'll give you the update when we come back. Lay out the menu for a Thursday program. Glad to have you with us, Padres fans. This ride is not going to be without a bump or two the rest of the way. So strap in. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock and then 11 for the roundtable this morning with Beto Woods and Paul on the roundtable today, too, on San Diego's number. We'll talk about that.
Welcome.
On San Diego's number one sports station, let's check Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm going to miss magic number update when the season is over.
We're not. Not even.
Is this the last one?
No. I mean, until everything is clinched all the way through, I mean, we can do this tomorrow. I think tomorrow will probably be the last one, although we'll talk about it. There looks like there's going to be a couple of games on Monday as well that could still impact the National League playoff chase, but with the loss last night.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at 7 a.m.
The Dodgers have reduced their magic number now to two to clinch the National League West title, which means if they won tonight, that would be a win, one, and a Padres loss, two. They would be able to celebrate on their home field. So the Padres can stop that from happening with a win tonight. Padres still playing for both a NL West title, still an outside chance at it. We can talk about that as well. But to clinch the wild card home field advantage, the number four seed in the playoffs, their magic number is, Well, just one over the Arizona Diamondbacks. So they can knock the Diamondbacks out of the fourth seed possibility with a win tonight.
Okay.
But it's two against the Mets because the Mets have the tiebreaker. And so the Padres cannot clinch that tonight because the Mets game has already been postponed, as was yesterday. So Padres can reduce that to one. All they need is any combination of two wins by the Padres or two losses by the Mets or one and one of each. And the Padres would be assured of playing at home at the very least in the first round of the playoffs next week.
Which would be incredible and what we've been talking about for weeks. Once that scenario presented itself of, you know, a chance to win the West, but you knew you needed to win six games in a row. Yeah, awesome. Totally doable. You believe you have the team to do it. Just didn't work out. Didn't work out last night. You got beat. So, hey, man, onward and upward. On to the next. Under the next bullet, you know, check mark on the bulletin board. And, if you can get that, man, I think, you know, had you told any of us that was possible playing home playoff games in October, we would have said that you are, on mushrooms or on an ayahuasca trip with Aaron Rodgers. There's just no way. I just said there's no way, but, damned if they didn't go out there and do it, man. So, not to take anything away from them, but six games in a row was a bit of a tall order. You felt like you had him on the ropes a little bit, and you did feel like you had a chance to win that game a couple times last night. And listen, they beat our hungover asses by one run last night. And so a lot of things to clean up about last night's game, certainly if you're the San Diego Padres, but my level of concern is nil. Zero. None.
We will talk about it coming up in our Padres wrap-up. That's our next segment. And you said they were hungover, and it's funny. I was looking at the lead line of Kevin Acey's game recap is, it wasn't because they celebrated. They really want to take that narrative away. I don't know how it doesn't have at least a tiny impact on your mentality. I know you're not. No one's going to like this take that I have, but we can talk about whether or not.
Oh, boy.
What happened on, you know, Tuesday impacted Wednesday at all for the San Diego Padres. I'm not saying that they were hungover. I don't think they were. I'm not saying they weren't prepared. I know they were prepared for the game yesterday. I have no doubt about it. They put in their work. I do think, though, that it's impossible to say you are absolutely at your peak after you've just clinched the night before. Did you see the Astros, how bad they looked the night after clinching? Just awful yesterday against the Mariners. They didn't have anything to play for, but they looked awful yesterday against the Mariners. It does happen. It is a real thing. The old day after you've clinched, not playing your best.
Phillies won.
Teams win for sure after they've clinched.
Phillies
for sure.
Won last night and the day before, I believe. Listen, I don't think they were. I don't think they were. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but we can certainly talk about it.
All right, we will go through the game yesterday with our Padres wrap up. As Wood said, the scene unfolding in the National League because of the scheduled now postponements between the Mets and Braves, going to impact the Padres, I think, one way or another. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock, and then play a little real or fake. We didn't get to any of our games or anything yesterday with so much to talk about and celebrate after the clincher on Tuesday. We'll try to qualify someone for a trip to Las Vegas in our real or fake contest at 7:10. Don't Do This is back at 7:20. We'll continue taking your thoughts on the Padres at 7:35, and then in our second half of the show, it is a Smart Baseball Thursday, final one of the regular season. Eno Saris from The Athletic is going to be with us at 8:35. Paulie's got some Roundel Report headlines for us. And
we can probably get Eno during the playoffs, too, at some point.
I would imagine that he will join us. This is just the final regular season edition.
Yeah, wrapping up the regular season here on Ben and Woods.
Absolutely.
It's pretty crazy, dude.
And we got some more Oktoberfest, La Besa Oktoberfest VIP tickets to give away before the end of the program. So let's get started. We'll jump into last night's close one, 4-3 loss to the Dodgers in our Padres wrap-up when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Gotta say, I am a little offended. Just a little bit.
At whom?
At some of our tier ones.
Why?
In our chat. Because they're already giving me, like, don't do this, Ben. Don't bring up the celebration and blame it for the loss last night. Do you think that I'm going to come up with some half-baked, unsupported take? Am I a hot take machine? Yeah, you've known me for 7 years.
Well,
Am I a hot take machine?
I didn't think you were until today.
Well, I haven't laid out my argument yet.
Okay. Well, I feel like it's good.
I think at the very least, all of you out there, including you two in this room, owe it to me to hear me out what I have to say about last night's game. We will get to that in just a moment. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. It's been a while, but it is a shame if they lose.
It's a shame if they lose.
Our Padres wrap-up coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
A shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
Look back at Ohtani now. The pitch, Hernandez lines it towards right center. Merrill coming in, has to play it on a hop. It'll bounce down in front of him. And an RBI single for Teoscar Hernandez gives the Dodgers a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. 3-2, hit hard on a line through the left side and into left field, a base hit. Machado has scored. Merrill goes to third base. RBI single Xander Bogaerts, and a 1-1 game in the second. First pitch on the way. Left-hand hitter swings. Hits a laser towards the right field corner, and it will hit off the wall. Fernando plays it, sends it back in. Lux has scored. Rojas now coming home as the throw got away on the infield, but Solano able to track it down, and Rojas retreated to third base. It's an RBI double by Ohtani, and the Dodgers are back in front 3-2. 2-1. Ooh. Fernando hits a rocket out to deep left field. Ooh. This one way back going to go. Game-tying home run. Fernando Tatis Jr. 3-3 in the fifth, and there was absolutely no doubt. 2-2 now to the left-handed batter. Morejon delivers. Hard hit grounder off the mound. Into right center. That's a base hit. Smith rounding third. He's going to score. Merrill's throw goes into second base. An RBI single. Shohei Ohtani. And the Dodgers are back in front. Seesaw we go. It's 4-3. 2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 1-0-1 on the heater, and the Dodgers do counterpunch. They end the Padres' 5-game winning streak, and the Padres are 3 back in the West with 4 games to go. Final score here tonight, LA 4, San Diego 3. Have ourselves a big old rubber match here tomorrow night.
The walks were a little abnormal for us. We have been throwing a lot of strikes. Been a big part of our success. Bottom of the order contributed for them, turn it over to the top. So, it's typically what we do pretty much every night, and it's a good recipe for us. And, you know, that worked for them a little bit tonight.
You know what that was, Woods?
What?
That was a playoff-type game.
Yeah.
And it was close.
Yeah.
And usually those games will be decided by one or two clutch hits. And last night, the Dodgers got them, and the Padres didn't. And Mike Schilt is right.
Shohei got them.
Shohei got them, yeah. Six walks is a little uncharacteristic for the Padres. But the Dodgers also walked six. The difference was the Padres only scored one of those six, Manny's walk, in the second inning. Dodgers scored two of those six walks. Padres lose by one. It's not like holding the Dodgers to four runs is an embarrassment.
No, and you think about the guys that you didn't really have to pitch last night. You know, you didn't use Ass. Ass got the night off.
You didn't. Yeah, Padres.
Anytime you can give Ass a night off and Ass is ready for today and you can deploy Ass at will, then you take your chance and you still lose by one. And I'm not looking in here saying, man, we should have used Ass, you know, last night. No,
the bullpen was good. Other than Jeremiah Estrada, who came in and walked a couple of guys, after that, the bullpen was very good.
Yeah, and he doesn't even drink. So
no,
there you go.
That's not my take. That's not my take. And I am not blaming the Padres for celebrating. I think they deserved it. They should have celebrated the game last night. But
the night before.
Yeah, the game the night before. They should have celebrated and enjoyed themselves, and I have no problem with that. And I don't think anyone looked hungover or, you know, not focused. That's not what I'm talking about. But in a very close game like that. The Padres are characteristically a pretty clutch team. Didn't come through in the clutch. They were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Didn't get any big two-out hits. Their pitching staff, which normally locked in, doesn't walk a lot of guys, walked a lot of guys. It was a bit of an uncharacteristic game from your San Diego Padres. What was different, other than, you know, just random baseballness, what was different? And I truly think that when you play 157 games and have that just emotional release, they could have not popped one champagne cork and just, you know, just gave each other hugs. There's going to be an emotional letdown the day after you have clinched a playoff spot playing 157 games. And there's nothing you can do to avoid it. I don't think you're going to be at your best. Now, had the Padres lost by 4 or 5, wouldn't have mattered. Had they won that game, they could have won that game by 4 or 5, wouldn't have mattered. But in a close game like that, when you're talking about highly attuned professional athletes, and they will tell you, hey, I'm a creature of habit. Everything I do, you know, prescribed to the minute. The sleep, how I get to the ballpark, how I prepare myself. The only way I survive a 162-game season is by not deviating my routine at all. But you have to deviate your routine when you celebrate, when you win a big game like that. You're not going to feel exactly the same the next day. So in that sense, in that very innocent sense, I do think yesterday's game was impacted by the night before.
I feel like Tony Gwynn Jr. right now, and you're Matt Scraby, because I heard Matt Scraby getting chewed out from Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday for some, you know, takes that kind of fell in line with Ben's. Now, I will give you this. The emotional release, you're absolutely right. I mean, that the fact that, man, we did it, we clinched, we still have work to do. Of course, we know that there's still something to play for. I do think that was smart. Somebody said I have a bat in the cave. Do I? A bug?
I see. I think it's a hair. I think it's part of your mustache.
My mustache?
It looks kind of like it might be, but I think you're okay. I've never heard that expression. A bat in the cave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like mining. I've heard of mining for like gold.
You
or
see anything?
No, I don't see any. I mean,
in
your mustache, there's something like right below the left nostril, but I think it's just the hair.
The
way it's, the light is hitting the hair.
It's a bit of a stop down.
That's your Padres wrap up.
Yeah.
What's these booger? It's been more boogery lately. The older you get, the more boogery you get, and hairy. Hair in my ears and stuff, which I don't really want. And my nose hair, I trim 4 times a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Religious about that.
Yeah, because I don't want that to happen. Sorry about that. Thanks, liver, for completely spinning me out.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, look, you lost to a very good team.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you let the best player on the planet
beat you
yeah, a couple times. And you lost by one. Like, it was a close game.
Yeah, I mean, it was, there were plenty of opportunities.
I would have been more concerned and falling more in line with Ben's thinking if they did lose by like 6 yesterday.
You'd be like,
just
all
get
right,
bodied.
You guys weren't ready to play.
Right.
I think they were ready to play.
That was a coin
play.
Flip game.
I absolutely. They just weren't. They weren't at their peak Padres-ness last night. It was
kind of a non-grit squad
game that they couldn't get a hit in the last few innings when they normally get all kinds of hits. Now, the Dodgers also had their high-leverage relievers rested and ready to go.
I was just going to say.
They brought them all in. I mean, you know, that's going to give them the advantage in a game like that.
Let me do the anti-Dave Roberts and give credit to the other team and not just say, well, our guys were weak and hungover and emotionally drained. I'm going to do the anti-Dave Roberts. I'm going to say the Dodgers brought in some really, really high-leverage, high-power arms like Blake Treinen, who's effing nasty and has been, and Evan Phillips, who was their closer at one point, and Michael Kopech. I'm going to give credit to those three absolute badasses that they are for neutralizing this good Padres offense, which, by the way, that's what they're going to do in October. So, again, I saw a bunch of stuff from Dave and the Dodgers. Well, we just haven't matched their energy this year. You know, I saw Aldin Gonzalez. I said, well, Dodgers just look flat. Well, it just couldn't be the fact that the Padres are better and playing better and have whipped your ass in this series this whole season, right? It's got to be something wrong with the Dodgers, not something positive. I'm going to go the opposite, and I'm going to say credit where credit is due. The high-leverage guys that you spent a lot of money for came in and got the job done last night. That's what full credit to Blake Trinan. It's nasty-ass sliders and Evan Phillips' dominance and Michael Kopech being ridiculous.
Doesn't it feel like in two games this series that any time there's been a clutch moment, Otani's either up to bat or on deck. Yeah. Like, he's always right there.
Because every time you look up, this...
That's why you can't be...
Jesus.
That's why you can't be walking guys at the bottom of the Dodgers order.
I didn't say it. I almost said it.
I dumped it just to be safe.
That's why you can't be walking guys at the bottom of the Dodgers order. They put him first for a reason. Get him up the most.
Good God.
Putting people on in front of Otani, you're asking for trouble.
The bottom of their lineup has been kicking our ass.
And Otani's 9 for his last 10 with runners in scoring position.
That is insanity.
Which brings up the strategic question, if you want to ask it.
The strategic Padres question, does he have a camera on somebody?
There was an open base both times Otani came up. Now, it was third, but you could have walked him. Now, yes, there's Mookie Betts is an all-star right behind, an MVP right behind Otani, and you're putting the bases loaded for Mookie. You're also asking for a lot of trouble there.
Yeah.
But the Padres handled Mookie Betts last night. He's 0-4, popped up a bunch of balls. They handled him. They could not handle Otani. No one has been able to handle Otani. They let Shohei Otani beat them with the two key RBIs of the game.
So... I saw somebody tweet last night, every time Shohei gets walked, Mookie gets a knock. So, I'm sure they have those numbers of like, all right, anytime he gets the old four-finger discount to first base, Mookie comes up big. Mookie has not been playing well. That's the beauty of their lineup. That's why they can win a lot of baseball games because, you know, if your 8 and 9 guys find a way on, well, look who's coming up, a guy with 53 bombs. I was just happy. I'm happy that they kept him in the ballpark. And everyone now going, well, of course you go after Mookie. He was 0-4. It's Mookie Betts,
and he wasn't
0-4
at the time. He was 0-4
right.
After the game, but he was 0-2 or 0-3. But
it's Mookie Betts. Yes, he's 0-8 in the series. He's also an MVP. He also has huge numbers. Like, I understand it. The Barry Bonds treatment for Shohei is probably what he'll get in the playoffs.
I was just going to ask. In the playoffs,
yeah, it's different.
I think that game goes way different.
Why would you manage last night any different than you would a playoff game?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. If you would do it in the playoffs, do it last night.
Well, I think it's a challenge to your guys, too. Like, can you get him out? We brought a lefty in to get him out.
Beyond challenge to the guys. That's something you do early in the season. This is game 158.
Well, I mean, Dylan Cease got him out. Dylan Cease made him look foolish at one point. You know, so he is fallible. He's not. I mean, I know he's 9-for-10 with runners in scoring.
Tanner Scott got him out.
You can get him out.
I don't think you should walk him on every situation.
Right.
But when there's runners on,
I don't want to load the base. I'm sorry. Like loading the bases for Mookie Betts just seems like, oh, hey, let me kick the hornet's nest here. Let me light a fire.
God forbid you walk him or he gets a hit. Then you got Freddie Freeman coming up right behind him with
course.
The bases loaded.
Yeah, and again, you know what?
It's a recipe to get completely bodied.
It absolutely is.
It really is.
But
in a close game, it also might be your best chance to win avoid him right now.
I'm sorry. You keep that dude in the ballpark, that's a dub. It's a dub. You keep him in the ballpark. You'll take a single from Otani. You'll take a double from Otani every single time. Give me 4 singles from Shohei Otani. Your problem is you got Miguel Rojas on base. You got Gavin Lux on base.
You're walking the seven, eight, or nine guys.
That's what's killing you. Joseph says Betts, an 0-for-8 Mookie Betts scares me to no end. Because you know what's not going to happen? 0-fers. It's not going to continue. Unless maybe in October like it did last year.
I promise you, in Game 3, if Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado were 0-for-8 in the first two games, they would still strike fear in their opponents.
There is no question about it, man. So, I thought all in all, a couple of mistakes made. You know, Dylan Cease, I didn't see anything from him other than my man was pretty amped up to pitch that game, and for good reason. Now, still hung in there, you know, gave up 3 runs, hung in there really well, and made some big pitches when he had to. But think about it, man. The ball that got away from Diaz ends up costing you a run. The walks, you know, a couple of them cost you a run. So, listen, I'm not... It's hard for me to come in here and be super pissed losing to a team with...
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I'm not angry. I don't think that Mike Schilt necessarily made a mistake. I'm just going back and looking at ways you might have been able to do it differently last night. In hindsight, it's very easy to manage baseball games in hindsight.
It's literally the easiest things.
Yeah, if Mike Schilt had been told, by the way, Shohei Ohtani is going to get a single here and a double here, and he's going to drive in runs, but you could walk him and take your chances with Mookie. He'd walk him and take his chances with Mookie if he knew for sure Ohtani was going to get a hit.
This is a good question. Ryan says, will we see better umpiring in the playoffs? No. I can say unequivocally no. When the scorecard comes out today, though, it was so evenly egregious for both sides.
Really bad.
And I mean, guys, we're talking 2-3 balls off the plate sometimes. He was guessing again. You'd love to have that a little bit more honed in.
All right, we will continue with the Padres talk and the fallout from a pair of postponements between the Mets and the Braves and how it could impact the Padres coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.